Yarmo Kekulainen, the general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets, joining us. How you doing, Yarmo?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, you know, we're good, and you know, we always appreciate good news, so you've given us lots to talk about, very selfishly from a media point of view. So tell us exactly, I mean, it was a story, a name that caught a lot of people by surprise yesterday, how the whole deal gets started and consummated.
Well, we had talked with the Chicago Blackhawks for a while. They had interest in Artem Anisimov, and we had some different scenarios, and then all of a sudden saw it was possibly part of the deal, and things progressed pretty quickly after that.
When you look at acquiring Assad and you look at your team, Yarmo, from last year, obviously a lot of injuries, but the one thing I think most of us can take away from watching your team is it's a hardworking team that you're going to leave with at least a lot of ice bags on the opposing team. Does Brandon Assad just bring even more of a factor to your club when you traded for him?
Yeah, I think so. He's a strong player, physical player who drives the net hard, and he adds a lot of speed into our lineup too, which is the way the game seems to be trending. And he's got the scoring touch, and he's 22 years old with two cups and two rings. So he's a great addition to our group.
Now, Yarmo, similar to Dougie Hamilton, will be a restricted free agent, so could get an offer sheet. I know Calgary worked out a contract situation with Dougie. I don't know if you got a chance to talk before with Brandon Saad's representatives or not. Is there any kind of update about contract situation there?
Well, we kept talking last night, and we've already started talking this morning, and we're hopeful that it gets done soon. But I've said it many times that we have plenty of cap room, and if somebody decides to offer sheet us, we're just going to match. That's a quick negotiation for us then.
Common sense thinking out there is teams really aren't worried about offer sheets because they will be matched. But going forward, cap teams that are affected by it, I'm not going to say top line players, but guys making, you know, the Jonathan Taves and Patrick Kane, your Johansson's, automatically are matches. But teams that are up against the cap for guys making $5-6 million, do those teams have to worry about offer sheets coming through probably more than in years past?
Well, when you get to where the Chicago Blackhawks, for example, are at, when you get too many good players, if you can say that, then it could cost you too much money in the cap world, obviously, and that's why Chicago had to part ways with Brandon Saad, and I can't speak on their behalf, but they did what was necessary, and we saw the player available, and hopefully we'll get into that situation one of these days where we have too many good players and we have to make some hard decisions in order to stay under the cap.
Yarmo, when the clock strikes 12 noon and the free agent period officially begins, how would you have characterized your team as far as interest goes, and how do you characterize it now that you've made the trade?
Well, we're looking for ways to improve, but it has to be the right piece. We've tried to be very cautious at July 1, just not going crazy. If there's the right player that we think that is going to be the perfect fit with us at the right price, we'll go after him. Obviously, we're always looking to improve our team, but we'll be patient. The opportunity might come later this fall, or might come during the season or before the deadline when we find the right piece. We have a pretty good group right now. I think we've strengthened our group from last year, and we were very strong at the end of the year, and we're going to be a year older, a year more experienced with our young guys. So I think we should be in pretty good shape going into the season, even if this is our team. But like I said, every day we're here looking for ways to improve.
Yarmo, you picked up a Zach Werenski from Michigan, a defenseman, highly touted going forward. If you had to look at one piece you might want to strengthen this year via free agency or through trade, would it be on the back end?
Yeah, that's something that we've talked about. But again, we have a pretty good group with Tuten and Savard and Ryan Murray. Healthy Ryan Murray is going to be the best addition in this offseason, in my opinion. And Jack Johnson, Kevin Kanad, and Dalton Prout, Cody Golubev, and Justin Falk. That's a pretty good eight that we can go into the season with. But if we find the right piece to strengthen our D core, we will do that.
Yeah, you mentioned some great young talent. Certainly seen them firsthand when you come through the Toronto area. Wondering about 2 years ago, it was David Clarkson was the big free agent signing by the Toronto Maple Leafs, and you made the deal last year, the kind of creative deal with Nathan Horton. What's his status and things about health-wise, and also as far as maybe getting his head in a better place compared to what he had to endure two summers ago after the big ticket?
Well, I think he's in a good place now. He's working hard in the off season. He's in great shape. He's healthy. He's excited to get a new start, and that's all we're expecting right now, for him to get back to his game where he was at before signing the big ticket in Toronto. He earned it by his performance in New Jersey, where he scored 30 goals once. We just want him to get back, get his confidence back, and get his game going, and enjoy hockey again. And he'll be a good addition to our group.
Okay, I'm going to let you get back to work, but I am curious. You know, trade deadline day, so much is made of the war rooms, what goes on, and really more happens now than it does on trade deadline day. So what is your setup like today, say, in Columbus?
Well, we got all the whole management group here. Obviously, we're working on the SOD deal as we speak here, and we got the board open here, and the computer screens are open, and different things going, and phone lines are hot. So we're working on different things, and we'll see where it goes today.